Fondazione Radio Magica presents the Bell Tower of Aquileia, a tower about 73 metres high, built shortly after the year 1000, next to the Basilica and still in operation as a bell tower. Written by Roberto Piomini, read by Sarah Jane Green.
One morning in May, more than 1,000 years ago, Poppo woke up in a lively and adventurous mood. As he often did, he climbed up a number of steps to the roof of the great basilica, which he had just built, and looked over the edge to see what he could see. It was not easy, from that position, to see from all sides, and this annoyed him, because he liked to wander with his eyes over the city, the lagoon, the countryside, and recognise from afar the groups of worshippers coming to the basilica, or the farmers going to and returning from the fields. While he was gazing out like this one day, perhaps because of the wind, perhaps because of some stroke of genius, an idea came to him. He remained there for a few moments, looking for something with his eyes, then ran down, called the bell ringer, and asked him to ring the bell to convene all the priests of the basilica. The priests arrived and waited, silent and a little worried, because they knew when Poppo made those calls, it was to announce something demanding. "Brothers, the Lord has given me an idea. Let us build a very high tower," he said, spreading his arms wide. Some of the priests looked up to heaven, perhaps to see some sign of the Lord's visit. Some others looked down and sighed. "Where shall we get the stones, Poppo?" asked Prudentius, the oldest priest. "You know that Aquileia is no longer accessible to ships like those of pagan times, which carried the heavy Istrian stones by sea." "We shall take those very stones," said the patriarch. "We shall take them from the amphitheatre. Thus, all in one go, we shall destroy the location where the games of the pagans took place, and we shall build a great Christian tower." No one else spoke, because they knew that when Poppo had something in his mind, there was no way of changing it. So, day after day, month after month, year after year, the large boulders of light-coloured stone were brought next to the basilica on an oxen-drawn carts from the ancient abandoned amphitheatre. And month after month, year after year, the tower was built. It was not made as high as it is now, and the cone roof was added centuries later. At that time, already mighty looking, it had an almost flat roof with four pitches and was higher than the basilica. Poppo, by climbing the steep staircase with its very high steps, was now able to reach the top whenever he liked. From up there, without any inconvenience, he could see in all directions, from when the sun came out from behind the karst mountains to the east, to when it set over the great plain to the west.